Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now on Masachet Bava Batra Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Bet at the Mishnah, continuing on with issues of a shtar which has been partially redefined. We looked at a shtar in which some of it was missing, a shtar in which all of the information was missing, a shtar that got lost. And now Misha Pirah Miktsat Chovov. Somebody paid off part of his debt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachalif. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichtov Shovar. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Malve rips up the shtar and writes a new shtar for the smaller amount. Rabbi Yossi says, no, keep the shtar and write a receipt that the Lova has to hold on to that he paid part. Rabbi Yehuda says that Tzarich Liot Shomer Shovar Minach Parim, so then the Lova has to watch his shovar. Rabbi Yossi, kach efelo, that's what he deserves. Velo yirako choshelzeh. In other words, the Malva shouldn't have to be hurt by writing another shtar and having to write another shtar and then possibly encounter the challenge of collecting from an earlier date, and only be able to collect from a later date. Instead, let the Lova suffer and hold on to it. We'll see a reasoning for that and a pasuk for that later in the passage. Says we pass him like neither elabetin makarin ashtar v'chodvin l'ashtar acher mizman rishon. The Edim don't write a new shtar. The Beitin writes a new shtar. They rip up the first shtar. They write a new shtar for the new amount and date it back to the first date of the debt. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Huna reported this in Rav's name. So Rav Nachman challenged him. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Rav Yehuna, or Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba challenged. Somebody challenged Rav Huna. Yishmiyah Le'Rav HaBraita. If Rav had heard the following Braita, the Tanya Edim Mekarin Tashtar V'Kotvin Lo Shtar Acher Mizman Rishon, Havi Hadarbe, Rav would have changed his mind and would have supported Rav Yehuda, who was supported by the Braita. Amar Le'Shmiyah Le'Velo Hadarbe. Rav Huna said, Rav knew the Braita and he still didn't change his mind. Now, Bishlama, and he's explained why. Bishlama Beidina Alima Lafkui Mamona. Rav's reasoning is as follows. The Beitin has the koach to extract money, meaning to generate a new shibud on this new smaller amount. Ela Edim Shasu Shtichutan, Achozin Velsin Shtichutan. But since when do the Edim have that power? After the Malve, the Love, charged the Edim and agreed to have them sign on, which is Mishabit his property. But the Edim don't have the right to recharge him, even though it's a smaller amount, to create a new shibud. Beit Din has that right. So, velo? And so they challenged Rav Huna and said, since when don't Edim have that right? V'hamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav himself said, Edim kotvin afilu asarash tarot al sadeh achat. If you have a field that is sold and the shtar gets lost, the Edim can rewrite the shtar even 10 times, meaning as many times necessary if the shtar is lost. So Rav Yosef answered this and said, "Bishtar matana. What is it that Edim can write many, many times? Bishtar matana. There's no achrayut there. Since there's no third party, and that's the real concern, a third party losing. So when you have something like our case, a shtar, it's possible that lekuchot that are going to lose property. In this case, though, shtar matana, there's no achrayut, so nobody else is going to lose. For Rabbah, mar bishtar shein b'achrayut. It could be a regular shtar mekach or shtar mekach without any achrayut on it. Okay, so either way, it's kind of the two versions of the same thing. Now, my breita, what is that breita that Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba or Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna? Had Rav heard this breita, he would have changed his mind. Let's see the full breita. The Tanya Reisha, you know, Shinbo Elef Zuz. Let's say a fellow owed 1,000 Uparmian Chamesh Biel Zuz, and he paid 500. Edim Makarina Tashtar Chodvin Lashtar Acher Mizman Rishon. The Edim tear up the star, and then they write a new star from dated from the earlier date, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, which means now that Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, who says nothing about the date, now we understand meant Mizman Rishon. Which means really, that's why they said Rav would have just said Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, now that we understand Rabbi Yehuda a little better. Rabbi Yossi Omer, still in the Braita, Shtar Zeh Yehem Munach Bim Komov Yichtavu Shavar. Let the star sit as is and write a Shavar. Neshnei Dvarim Amur Kotvin Shavar. And Rabbi Yossi continues and says, there's two reasons that we write a Shavar. Neshnei Achad Kadei Sheyachuf Leforo. First of all, the Lova is going to be very quick to pay back, because he doesn't want to hold on to the Shavar for a long time. Might get lost, might get damaged, whatever. He wants to pay back quickly so he can get the Shtar ripped up. The second reason is so that the collection will go back from the original date. Instead of tearing up a shtar and writing a new one, the shtar will remain, and therefore the malva can collect anything that was in the Lova's property as of that date. But wait a second, Rabbi Yossi sounds like he's challenging Rabbi Yehuda on two counts, and one of them is Mizman Rishon, but Rabbi Yehuda also said Mizman Rishon. So the answer is, this is what Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mizman Rishon Kamart, if you really said that the new star that's written is backdated to the first date, then Palignalach Pachara, I only disagree with you about one thing, and I say that there's a motivation to write a Shover, which is to make sure that the Lova pays back quickly. Mizman Sheni Kamart, but if you claim, evidently Rabbi Yossi didn't have the clarity that our version of the Braita has, if you claim that the second star is written from the new date, meaning from now, as of the payback, then I disagree with you on two points, which is, first of all, the motivation to write a Shover in order to get the Lova to pay back quickly, and second of all, the reality of the star, that it should backdate and all debts should be collectible as of the first date. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Shtar shezmano katub b'Shabbat o b'Asara b'Tishrei. Let's say you have a star, and the date on the star is Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, or some other day in which it's also to write. Shtar mu'uchar hu v'chasher. It's clearly a post-dated star, and it's kosher, as we see that all post-dated shtarot are kosher. We'll see some limitations on that in a minute. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi posel. Rabbi Yossi says it's invalid. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'halo ma'asa b'alefanecha b'tzipori v'chasharta, you yourself, as the Av Beit Din and Tzipori, allowed such a star. Amar lo, k'shesharti bazeh sharti. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, I only allowed it in such a case. What does that mean? It means that we start off by talking about a star which is clearly not written on the date that it says, inherently, because it says the date on it is Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, in such a case, said, yeah, that I'm machshir because it's clear from itself that it's mu'uchar. However, a regular star mu'uchar, I invalidate. Rabbi Yehuda said, I validate all shtarot mu'ucharim, not only the ones that are inherently mu'uchar from the date that is on the shtar. So, Amar Rabbi Padat. So, Avraham Rabbi Yehuda Nami Bazak Kamar. So, Amar Padat, HaKom Odim Shimus Kakmu La'onato Shel Shtar, if we could not clarify the date from the shtar itself, and we had to investigate it, and we figured out that it was Shabbos, and say, Don't Tobuch Venom Shabbat, Obasir Rabbat Tishrei, and it turned out to be Shabbos, Yom Kippur, or Yontif, whatever. Shtar Mu'uchar Hu V'chasher. Then we know it's a shtar Mu'uchar, and it's kosher. Onechlok Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagreed, El Mishtar Mu'uchar Ba'alma, just a regular shtar Mu'uchar. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei Damar Enkot Vin Shover. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't write a receipt. Since we don't write a receipt, there's no problem with a shtar mu'uchar. Because there's no way that the guy is going to turn around and say, oh, I lost my shtar, I'll write you a receipt. And then he's going to pull it out and collect and double dip. Rabbi Yossi is consistent with his own reasoning. We do write a shover, which means if a guy comes and says, I lost my shtar, here you say, you pay me back, and instead of giving you the shtar, which I lost, I'll write you a shover. Well, if we have a post-dated star, he could then fake losing it and then pull it out and collect and say this is a separate debt. So now we'll see some limitations on this, perhaps. I'm Ravuna Breda of Yeshua. Afilu mandamar kotvin shover, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says we write a shover, hanimili apalga, that's only if he pays back part. In other words, the star is there, but the guy's only paying part, so we have to write a shover. Aval akule lo, we do not write it for the entire debt. Velohi, we disagree, and we say, Afilu akule katvina, we write it for the entire debt. All right, and by the way, that's, that this is, of course, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, kotvin shover, the first approach is we only write it when there's a partial debt, as in our Mishnah. Said, no, even if the guy pays everything back, and the fellow says, I don't have my shtar, he said, okay, I'll pay you back, give me a shover. Alright, kihad, and here's the proof that we write it even for a full payback. Kihad, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, and Masik Pezuzi, Rabbi Abba. He was coming after Rabbi Abba for money. Atla coming to Rabbi Chanin bar Papi. So they came to Rabbi Chanin bar Papi. Amarle, Havli Zuzoi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said, pay me. Amarle, Havli Shtarai, Vishkol Zuzach. I'll pay you, but give me the star. Amarle, Shtarachir Kasli. I lost the star. Echtov Lachatavra, I'll write you a Shover. Amarle, Harabu Shmuel Damir Tavayu, Ein Kotvin Shover. So either Rabbi Abba or the Dayan said, Rabbi Shmuel said, we don't write a shover, following Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar man yoiv lan me afrid Rabbi Shmuel raminin ba'ainin. Take some of the dust of Rabbi Shmuel and throw it in our eyes, which He said, certainly, they are great people, and halavai, we should be as great as them, but, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Tami Tavayu, could be in Shomer, but we do have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael, who are also very big, and said, we do write a Shomer. So we see that in practice, writing a Shomer is something that is applied to a case where somebody pays the full amount. Chenkiat Ravin Amar Rabbi Ila, Kodvin Shomer. All right, and we also have Rabbi Ila from Eretz Yisrael. Ravin reported that he said, Kotvin Shover. Umistamet Kotvin Shover. Makes sense that we should do so. Why? If you think not, if Malveh lost his star, the guy should just be able to go do away without paying and rejoice, literally. But then Abaye says the opposite way. Do we write a shover? Avad shover shozef. The lova loses a shover. Yochal halova chadi. The other guy will eat, meaning he'll be able to collect a second time and rejoice. So amalei rava. And this is the reasoning in the Mishnah. In evad lova liish malva. The one pasuk we have on the page, famous pasuk in Mishlei, that the lova is a slave to the malva, which means that whenever we're going to put somebody behind the eight ball, it's going to be the lova. And part of that, of course, is all the old reasoning of we don't want to keep people from lending money, so we don't want the malveh ever behind the eight ball. So therefore, if somebody's going to suffer here, we want to make sure it's the malveh that doesn't suffer. The loveh will have to watch a shover, so it makes sense we read a shover. All right, Tznanatam, famous Mishnah in Shvit, Shitrei Chov Amuktamin Psulin V'Hamucharin Ksherin. If you have a Shtar Chov that's predated, it's obviously possible. Because then you have an opportunity to go and collect from the kuchot who bought stuff that was free and clear. But if it's post-dated, it's kosher. Now, Amar of Hamnuna Loshanu Ela Shitre Halva. This only applies to Shitre Halva, to loans. Ela Shitre Mecha Chumemkar Afilu Mucharin Nami Psulin. But if it's Mecha Chumemkar, if it's a sale, even a post-dated shtar is pasul. Now, why does he distinguish? My time, huh? Let's say a guy buys land in Nisan, but they post-date the shtar to be 6 months later. And then what happens is the original seller, who of course didn't want to sell his land, gets money, so he buys it back in the summer. And what will happen is the buyer will pull out the shtar in Tishrei and said, I bought it back from you. And then, therefore, he'll get it back without paying. So Yachir Shitre Halva Nami. So why don't we say the same thing about Shitre Halva? Zimnin Diyazif Penisan V'Chatim L'Shtar Atishrei. If you said that if you have a post-dated Shtar Chov, it's good. What's going to happen if the fellow borrows money in Nisan? They write a Shtar for Tishrei. And the Lovev comes into money in the summer, let's say, in the meantime, and pays him back. And then he says, give me my shtar. And the guy lies and says, I lost it. Writes a shovar. And then in Tishrei, he'll pull out a shtar and say, aha, this is a separate loan that you owe me. And the guy will have to pay twice. So why are we allowing post-dated Shitre Halva? The answer is, Kasavrin Kotvin Shover. This follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says, we don't write a shover. Therefore, I'm not going to pay you back until you give me the shtar. And there's no possible way that a shtar muchar could be used wrongly. So, Rav Kahana. This is an interesting sequence here in which we look at actual practice. We kind of do both. We write a post-dated shtar halva. We allow that. And we also write shovarim, which means we're opening up the door for this kind of deception. Amaykav dinanachi, why do we do that? So, in other words, the answer we gave was that a shtar muchar only works if you don't write a shover, but we do both. How does that work? So, amalei, batu da amalahu Rabbi Abba la safre. We do it because Rabbi Abba directed his sofer, and now we all do this. He got vitu shtar muchar. If you write a post-dated shtar, kitvuachi, write it in the shtar, shtar adanan lo bezine katavne, it was not written at this date, ela achrenu katavnu, we post-dated it. Write that in, so we all know it's a shtar muchar, which will prevent anybody from double dipping on it. If the fellow presents a shovar, a shover will immediately know, aha, this shovar is for that original shtar. So now Rashi turns to Rav Kahana and says, but we don't do that anymore. We don't write that in a shtar muchar. So now, how do you solve it? The answer is Rav Safra directed his sofrim with something else that we do, which is Kikatvitu Hanitavri, when you write a shover, a receipt, Iaditu Zimna the Star, if you know the date of the original star, Kitvu, then write it in and say this shover is for a debt of this date. And therefore you guys can't double dip. Ilo Kitvu Stama. And if not, then just write it without a date, and everybody will know that this shover raises some questions. Anytime you pull out this shover, it'll immediately bust any shtar chov that the guy's going to bring on you. So he can't double dip. So good. So the question went further, which was, we don't do that, and we don't do that. We don't do any of those things, which means we don't write in a shtar muchar, there's a shtar muchar. And in a shover, we just write it stam without a date. The answer is the Rabbanan put the takona in. Manda Avid Avid. If somebody takes advantage of it and does that takona of Rav Safra or Rabbi Abba, either one, Avid. Manda lo Avid, ihu with Avsid Anavshe. If there's a Love who takes a shover and doesn't insist on any one of these things to help him, he blew it. He had an opportunity to get it fixed, which means we probably have to inform him when he comes to Beit Din that he has this opportunity. Now, somebody writes a shtar akna, which means that a kinyan was made, and now somebody comes to write a shtar to that effect, that a week ago this guy accepted the shibud, whatever it may be. He told the sofrim who write it, when you write such a thing, if you know the day the kinyan was made, write that in the shtar. If not, then write it on the day that you're writing it, write that date. I have to make sure there's a date. Why? So the shtar shouldn't look like a shtar sheker if there's no date on it, or if there's a wrong date on it. So if you know the date the original kinyan was made 3 weeks ago, the guy made an agreement, now they want to put a shtar to that effect, write that date. If you don't know the date, put today's date. Amaru Rav Lasafre. Rav told his sofer. Chenemaru Ravuna Lasafre. Ravuna, his Talmi, told the same thing to his sofer. Ki kaimitu b'shili. If you're standing in the town of Shili, Kitvu b'shili, then write in the shtar the town Shili. V'afagav de misirin l'chumila b'hini, even though you were given the information in another town, Hini. Ki kaimitu b'hini, kitvu b'hini, v'afagav de misirin l'chumila b'shili, and vice versa. All right, and these are two towns that are very near each other, right on the Tigris River. Okay, Amarava, Haiman de nakit shtar bar me'azuzi. We'll end with these three pieces that are related. Rava said, let's say that a malva walks into Beit Din and he's got a shtar worth 100. V'yamar, shavin yele trei b'nei chamshin chamshin. Please turn this into two shtarot of 50 each. The malva walks in alone, without the lova, says, this guy owes me 100. He hasn't paid me anything. I want you to turn it into two separate shtarot of 50. Lo mashfin alu, we don't do it. My timer. Avdu rabbanu milta nechale the malva, nechale lova. We do something here that's good for both sides. Nechale la malve, it's good for the malve. Why? Kadeshi achuf la foro. As long as it's one shtar, the lova is going to want to pay the whole thing back quickly so that, there won't be a shover, kind of situation. Nechale la malve, and it's also good, sorry, nechale la lova. Why is it good for the lova? Keeche de nifkem shtare. So that when he pays back part, then it will be a shtar pagum, and remember the halacha in Masachek Tubot, you cannot collect from a shtar pagum without a shvua. So the lova will gain by having it all be in one shtar. V'yamarav, and now flip it. Haiman denoki trei shitre b'nei chamshin chamshin. Let's say a malva walks in a Beit Din with two separate shtarot on the same guy, let's say even for the same date, on each of 50. V'yamar shavinu niel echad bar mea. And let's say he says, I want to only have one shtar, convenience, space, turn it into one shtar of 100. We don't do it. And again, just flip this around. We do something that's good for each side. It's good for the malva. We don't want him to end up with a shtar pagum. If you turn these 250s into 100, then when the guy pays half, it's going to be a shtar pagum and he'll have to take a shvua. Because let's say the lova wants to only pay back 50 at a time. In the original scenario, he can pay back 50 and get one shtar back. Now, if it turns into 100, he's going to be forced to pay all 100 back at a time. So, in other words, whatever was originally set up between them, one single loan of 100 or two separate loans of 50, we keep. Unless, of course, the lova shows up and agrees to rewrite the deal. Amar Rav Ashi. So now we have a sort of tangential case. Haiman denakit shtar bar me'azuzi. If a guy walks in with a shtar of 100, v'yamar shavunu niali chad bar chamshin. He said, the guy paid me 50, so you know what? Let's turn this into a shtar of 50. Lo mashfinu lo, we don't do it. My time, huh? I'm reading a high mifra pare, because here's what our concern is. Maybe the guy actually paid everything up. V'yamale havli shtarai, and the lova asked the malva, this guy who came to us, where's my shtar? V'yamale yurkasli, and he said, I lost it. V'chati v'lish tavi, and they wrote a shover, which obviously we write a shover. U'mapik lehai v'yamale hai achrinahu. And then he'll pull this one out and say, ah, this is a separate debt that you owe me. And of course, that's a churva. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, we don't allow him to rewrite the shtar, unless, of course, the lova is there. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast with the next Mishnah, which is the first half of Mishnah Zion, and take it through, including the second half of Mishnah Zion on Kuf Ayin Gimel, and then go from there as we anticipate our conclusion of the study of Masechet Bava Batra and Masechet Nezikin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.